You are now tuning in to Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. LaTanya Moore. This is the place where we cover all things related to your spiritual maturity. I'm talking topics, experiences, and application. It's also the place where you can receive practical tips when you are ready to strengthen your relationship with God. Hashtag practical. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right in to today's episode. Come on in. Welcome to another episode of Spirituality Podcast. I am so excited to have you here, y'all. I get so excited when it's time to turn on the mic, okay? I just prayed and God just downloaded some things for this application. And let me tell you something. I won't even ready myself. I won't even ready because listen, you just stay tuned. So this episode is episode 19 of season 2. Oh my gosh, where did this season go? It's just got away from me. It's episode 19 and we're talking about pace yourself. Pace yourself. The Lord said you can't do everything at one time. And so he sent me with a few things for this topic, my own experience, and then some application that is definitely going to, you know, make you think a little bit deeper and have you going to him first. All right. So let's jump right on in. There are two things that I want to announce. Okay. I've never really had announcements on the podcast, but two things I want to announce. One of those things is, you know, one of the things that God gave me was the encounter. I asked God, I said, God, what is next? What do you want me to do next? And he said, the encounter, a prayer and worship experience. And when God gave me this thing, I'm talking about, he laid it all out. I saw it. I saw us coming together on Zoom. I saw us just praying and worshiping. There was no like preaching or anything of that nature. It was like this repetitive, you know, a prayer and then two or three worship songs, a prayer and then two or three worship songs. And there was this moment where, you know, we began to encounter God on another level. And Holy Spirit really was, you know, in each one of our homes, our cars, like wherever we are. And I felt the presence. I felt the glory on this thing. And so as I moved into April and God, you know, really had me focus on the encounter, oh my gosh, it felt so, so urgent. So I wanted to share with you the encounter. The encounter men's edition is on April 18th at 3 p.m. I have left a link in the show notes. If you are a man and you're listening to this podcast right now, I need you to go and register because that is how you're going to get the Zoom link as we meet. Women, your encounter is April 25th at 3 p.m. I have not put the flyer out for that one just yet, but I'm still going to leave a link here, just a quick link for you, just to leave your name and your email address, and I will go ahead and get the flyer back to you so that you can actually register. Listen, this encounter is going to be amazing. I believe that God is going to meet us right where we are, and I can't wait to see what he does. He downloaded the word for the men, a prophetic word for them, and woo, baby, I was blown away. I'm talking about literally could not catch my breath. I was crying so bad. So I can't wait. Women, if you know a man who needs to be at the encounter, you know, let him know it's a safe space. You're in the comfort of your own home. You know, this isn't one of those prophetic experiences where somebody's calling you out to the front of the altar. No, this is, you know, a corporate prayer over the men who are going to be involved and the women who are going to be involved. And if the Lord, you know, begins to speak to someone individually, then that's okay too, right? So I wanted to tell you about the encounter. I need you there, okay? The world needs you there because you all are going to be world changers as a result of this encounter, all right? The second announcement is that we're coming to the end of this season. I asked God, I said, you know, God, I did 25 episodes last time. That's what you led me in. And so I want to know, you let me know, Lord, if I need to do more or less or what have you. And I'm feeling like it's going to be the same in this season. Last time we ended the season with a pop-up shop, and the pop-up shop had some t-shirts and mugs and things of that nature. And so I want to include you. One, should we have a pop-up shop for spirituality? Yes or no? And if you think, yep, we should have one, is there anything that resonates with you from this season? Any saying, anything that we should put on a shirt, anything that you want to rep as a result? Listen, I want you to tell me these things, submit them. I have a link in the show notes because I want to hear from you. If we use your saying, you will receive free products. Okay. So if you say, you know what, this slogan resonated with me, or this is something that you say all the time, and you know, this episode resonated with me, and here's three words or a phrase that you can put on a shirt. If your shirt or your slogan wins, you will receive a free shirt, a free mug, or whatever it is that I put the slogan on. Okay. And I also, of course, recognize you for sending that. So go ahead to the link in the show notes. Let's get this this pop-up shop popping if we're actually going to have one. I want to know your opinion. All right. Well, those are the announcements. So let's jump right into pacing yourself. Listen, as kingdom people, okay, God is going to download and download and download. He's going to provide one assignment after the other, one vision after another. I mean, more hunger and thirst, right? And so one thing that I know is that it takes so much really to bring and manifest those God-given visions and ideas and all those things to life. And one of the things that I'm learning almost harshly is that bringing them to life is an amazing experience, but it's also very tiring. It takes a lot, especially when you have multiple things that you're working on, right? And if you're not at a place where you are actually getting, you know, those visions and those dreams and thoughts and ideas, I want you to go back and listen to that. God, is that you? Episode from season one. Or I want you to pick up the devotional journal because it has that season in there and allows you to kind of walk through and reflect on what God is saying to you. Also, feel free to schedule a Pray, Plan, Prosper session because we can do exactly that, right? Seek vision from God and then help you move forward in that vision to bring it to life, right? So many things that you can do. But I want to say that as God is downloading these things to you, God is helping me understand the importance of pacing yourself. Sometimes we get really caught up doing things that he has asked us to do, and then we begin to mix it with a little something that we decided that we were going to do, and then we get all stressed out or we feel overwhelmed. I don't know, am I just talking to myself or is it you too? I mean, and we start thinking that we don't have all the resources and we don't have everything we need, and if we only had this. Right? And these things begin to continue to come up in our minds. And God is saying, pace yourself. Listen, when he gave Abraham the call to go out, right? And to walk his people into the promised land, when he gave Moses the call, one thing we know is that he gave them a call and he gave them an assignment. And more things continue to come up along the way, smaller assignments or things that needed to happen in the moment, right? And it didn't necessarily take away from the large assignment and for the overall assignment, but it really added too. It's just that some things became urgent in that moment. But for us as humans, especially, you know, we still have like tons of life going on, right? Parents, kids, husbands, wives, you know, family members, people getting sick. Like we have all these additional things going on. And sometimes it can become really, really stressful and overwhelming or feeling like we're not doing enough. Okay. I know that God placed this on my heart for a reason. So I know I am speaking to someone who is feeling like, man, these are the things I want to work on. But, you know, sometimes I just don't have the time or I don't have as much focus as I need right now, or these other things things are going on. So sometimes I have to choose exactly what I'm going to work on, or I feel like I'm behind. I haven't moved this forward as fast as I would have liked. And, you know, and sometimes I'm hard on myself, right? I know I'm speaking to someone because he showed it to me. So the pacing in it all really is centered around, you know, the season that you're in, right? Some things take precedence in one season or another. And, you know, there are times when, you know, God might have you working on one of the visions or ideas that he is giving you heavily, right? And there are other times where God is saying, work on your family. Work on your family right now. Spend time with them. Do things with them. You know, and God might be saying, work on your finances, or work on your business, or work on your physical health, or work on your mental health. And so I want you to know that pacing is okay, because once he gives it to you, unless he has downloaded timing and it feels super, super urgent, he knows that things are going to take time, and he's going to continue to unveil, you know, things to you in the season, right? But it's so important that you allow God to guide you in what he is calling you to do next. I started a post this week by saying, you know, normally we don't go asking for extra work, right? But when it's kingdom work, you know the results. And so you're okay asking for more work. Well, that's how I feel about the encounter. I asked for more work. And because of that, it caused me to push some things aside, which I'm definitely going to talk about in my experience with pacing yourself, because this is literally something that's happening right now. Okay. Right now. So pacing yourself means, one, always seeking to move alongside the Spirit. If Holy Spirit is moving on from something, you want to be moving on from something. If he is allowing you to focus on something very specific right now, then that's where you want to stay. You don't want to move on from that thing until you have, you know, done everything he wants you to do in that space, in that area, right? That means that you have to be super, super tuned in to Holy Spirit and what he's saying. That means that your prayer life has got to be on point. That means that you're going to have to, you know, make sure that you're spending good quality time with God. Good quality time. Not just a 5-minute prayer. I'm talking about sitting down and spending quality time with him, because that is the only way that you're going to move as the Spirit moves, right? You want to be able to move left or right or what have you. And you'll know those things because you have sat in his presence. All right. So all of this is for you to realize that pacing is okay and timing is everything. Everything. You're going to have so many things that you're working on at one time. And that is literally, that's the way God works, right? God gives us gifts and talents based on our capacity. He knows exactly what we can handle. And so if he's giving you 5 things, like he gave the man with the 5 talents, then he knows that you can handle 5 things, right? If he's giving you 1 thing right now, then he knows that you can handle 1 thing. And it's not that the person with the 5 has more, it's just that that's what they can handle in this season, because in another season, they might only have 1 thing. To handle, 1 thing that God is helping them to focus on right now. And so whatever it is that you're focusing on right now and that God has you working on, I want you to pay particular attention to what is taking precedence. What is he asking you to do more of right now based on those things? Okay. Because we're going to talk through in the application how to pace yourself and how to use the drip method, which is the method that God downloaded to me as I, you know, really felt overwhelmed with a lot of the things that he was giving me at once, right? Normally God just kind of, he turns the faucet on for me. I mean, he must know that I can handle a whole lot of things. He turns the whole faucet on. But then he began to really give me this drip method where the whole faucet wasn't on and just pouring out new ideas, but it was like a drip, one thing after the other, where I actually had the capacity to handle those things. Okay. Baby, it's time for us to slow down. It's time for us to take it steady and slow and to really have the opportunity to, you know, carry out the will of God and everything that He's asking us to do in this season in such a graceful way that everyone can tell it was God. All right? Pace yourself. All right, let's jump right into this experience because I want you to hear about my experience with pacing that is really happening and unfolding right now. Let's jump right on in. All right, so my experience with pacing myself is literally happening right now. And I feel like that is the reason why God placed this in my spirit, because He wanted me to share this journey. Oftentimes I have people who come to me and they feel like I am producing this large amount of things, right? Like I have all these things going on and I do have a lot going on. However, it's not that I'm doing everything at one time, right? And so I have to debunk that myth a lot because people are like, oh my gosh, you have like all these things going on. You're doing 50 million things. I'm like, I am doing 50 million things. But I know that I literally cannot work on all of them at once, right? And so when I began to, you know, really pray about what God wanted me to share in this experience, a lot of it is really helping you understand my experience and how He is shifting this thought and this trajectory for me right now, right? In this season of my life. And I believe that that it's a word for someone because we have multiple things that we're working on. So how it all started. I am planning for quarter two and I am sitting down. I'm having a seek session with God. And that's one of the things that I teach in my Pray, Plan, Prosper workshops. And those consultations are, you know, amazing because I'm always talking about these seek sessions. And so I'm sitting down, I'm having a seek session with God. I am readjusting things. I mean, in this session, I'm like, okay, here's what I did in quarter one. Here's what I didn't do. And so here are some things that I'm going to readjust based on what God is calling me to do, you know, in this next quarter. And so I was really thinking about the business side of spirituality, right? I have this amazing, this warm and fuzzy side and this spiritual side that is like, I want to do what God tells me to do so that I can bring His people in, so that I can draw His people in, so that I can provide, you know, you with value, give you things to think about, give you application and all of that. And so that is what I do most of the time. But this seek session was different. It was all about really planning for the business side of spirituality and really thinking about marketing myself, right? Like focusing on marketing myself. And whoo, that's a whole story in itself because I am the person who's afraid to market themselves because I never want people to think that I'm not being genuine or that I'm asking, them to buy something from me all the time. And God showed me in this seek session that it's not about, you know, marketing yourself and putting yourself out there so that people can buy. It's about operating in your gifts. It's about operating in the assignment. It's about doing what He asked you to do. And what that requires is that you talk about the product that He gave you. Whew, He got me right together. Okay. Right together. And so in this seek session, I was focusing on, you know, the devotional journal, like how am I going to get it out there more? Because one thing I know is that the reason why He gave it to me is because He wanted to transform lives, right? He wanted to bring people closer to Him and He wanted people to know that, you know, it doesn't take this whole big thing that some people make it out to be, you know, it's this relationship that it really takes. I wanted to focus on spiritual consulting. You know, one of the things that I know that God is calling me to do more of is spiritual consulting and Pray, Plan, Prosper, because there is nothing. First of all, I feel like I'm operating as my best self when I'm doing spiritual consulting, but there is just something about what happens in those sessions when God begins to download things and He begins to share and provide instructions and, you know, give the next level. Woo! let me tell you something, it's glory all in it, okay? He had also led me to do some individual pray, plan, prosper sessions in March and April because I didn't have the group session, right? And he led me to do some individual. So actually that's still up on my website right now. So I was focusing on all of these things in that seek session. And the last day of March comes and I'm in prayer and I feel a huge burden. I'm talking about a burden. I'm talking about a burden so heavy that I literally felt like something was weighing on my shoulders. And that burden began to happen because of the encounter. And I knew that God was saying I needed to plan it like right now, right then in that moment. I couldn't even go to sleep that night without planning it. And so I started to reach out to people. And mind you, it's like 10 something at night. I started to reach out to the men who, you know, God had already placed in my spirit so that I can go ahead and get it planned, right? I went ahead and reached out to someone who, you know, could put it together on a flyer for me. And so did this, you know, was this something that I thought, okay, I'm going to do this in May. And so in my mind, I had, you know, things that I wanted to, you know, do before I did the encounter. I think this is a good time to take a break and just remind you that if you're listening to this podcast and you are loving what you hear, to go over to Apple, go over to Spotify, go over to whatever podcast platform you're listening to right now and rate this podcast. Come on, y'all. I need some fives. I need five stars. So rate the podcast. Put a review in. Let me know what you're thinking because that is how this podcast will rise to the top. And I seek to be amongst the number one players. So please go ahead, rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thank you. But what I realized very quickly is that I couldn't do everything that I had planned to do for April and the encounter, because the encounter was going to take a lot of my energy, a lot of my prayer time, a lot of my really connection with God during this month. And so God said, pace yourself. It does not mean that I can't do spiritual consulting. It doesn't mean I can't do more pray, plan, prosper sessions. It doesn't mean that I can't focus on the devotional journal, but it does mean that the encounter and what he wants to do with it is going to come first, which means that I had to reprioritize some things. And it means that I couldn't spend, you know, today really focusing on one over the other. You know, I had to go as the Spirit went, right? And the Spirit was calling me to the encounter. And so I had to learn to pace. That I can't get up one day and decide I'm going to do five different things as it relates to, you know, spirituality. It may be that I'm getting up and I'm focusing on one thing that day, or it might be that I'm getting up and God has put two things in my spirit for that day or for that week, right? I mean, it's just that serious. And the podcast has been number one for all of this because I feel like everything is happening and really catapulting because of the podcast. And so he continues to download for that. But pacing meant for me that I could not do all these things at once. I couldn't focus on the marketing, focus on the sessions, focus on the encounter all at the same time. And the encounter had to come first, right? For this time period. And it might be just the next 1 or 2 weeks, you know? And then he says, all right, it's time to make these posts, girl. It's time to go ahead and put these emails out about these other things that I'm asking you to do right now, right? So all of these things are happening right now in quarter two, in April, and I'm having to pace myself and realize that when I get to the point where it feels overwhelming, that I'm veering off target, and I'm veering off from what he has asked me to do right now in this very moment, okay? And that is when you know you have to go back to the original plan and you have to go back to the creator and ask him, God, what do you want me to do first? All right, start asking. So in this season, the one word that God is giving me is pace. Pace. It's a marathon. It's a marathon, and that takes time. And so although I want to sprint on most days and I have 1,000 things written on that to-do list, let me tell you something. Your girl is getting about 3 of them done. And I am a very high functioning person when it comes to getting things done. I can literally sit still for 3 hours and work on something, or sit still for 3 hours and work on like whatever to-do list, get about 8 things done. That is not what he's having me do in this season. And I believe this word is for you as well, that when you get up and you make that list and you think about everything that you want to accomplish that day, whether it is work and your 9-to-5 or something that you're building on the side, that God is calling you to focus on 1 or 2 of those things and not all the little things that you have attached to it. Right. And that as you begin to focus on those 1 or 2 things, he's going to continue to give you instructions and guidance and resources. And he's going to continue to download things for you to make it easy. The simplest things. Okay. It's not even going to be hard. It's going to be the simple things that literally pop in your mind and you're like, oh, okay, that's it. But you got to be center and you got to pay attention to what he is giving you. You got to pay attention. Keep your eyes and ears open to the heavens, to the Holy Spirit, and to what he is saying to you in this season. I guarantee you, he's leading you to some things and through some things that are going to make your next season much easier. I hope my experience has helped you. And I want to, you know, really share this application that he's given me, that he actually led me through as well. And this word, woo, that he downloaded right before I turn on this mic. This is good. Come on, application. We made it to the A. All right, let's go. Because when I tell you the Lord had a word, okay, so for this application, because we're talking about pacing ourselves, I think it's important that you know where you're going, right? And what God is calling you to do next. And not only what he's calling you to do next, but what gifts you should be using in this season. And one of the things that God said was, sometimes we are using our gifts and talents out of season. Woo. And that's the reason why we're frustrated. That's the reason why we feel overwhelmed. That's the reason why we're not getting the results and the outcomes that, you know, we are really expecting, because we're using our gifts out of season. And he began to show me fruit. He began to show me fruit. And so when you think about fruit, even as I think about watermelon or strawberries, those are the fruit that are like really, really good in the summertime, right? It's like a summer fruit. And so what happens is, you know, we are eating fruit, you know, watermelon and strawberries, particularly in January or November, is not as good. It's not as ripe. It's not as sweet, right? They're still being produced, but not at their optimal capacity. God showed me that it's the same thing for us. What's happening is that he has given us gifts and talents and skills and abilities. And yes, he wants us to operate in them, but sometimes all of those gifts won't be operating at the same time. And some won't be operating in some seasons. Hallelujah, God. And so we have to know what gifts he is calling us to use and to operate in this season, because if the spirit has shifted in this season, you want to be where the spirit resides. If the spirit is shifting you and sending, you know, you to do something different with your gifts in this season, or to use an untapped gift, one that you hadn't necessarily used as much, then that's where you want to be. So application step number one is to ask God in prayer, God, what gifts should I be using in this season? Where do you want me to focus? Listen, I believe that this prayer, I believe that God is going to meet you right there. And I believe that God is going to show and reveal to you the gifts that you're supposed to be using, the dominant gifts, the ones that are right, the ones that are ready to be marketed out into the world, because I believe it's going to change your life when you know exactly what you're supposed to be using in this season. That was good to me. The next thing for this application. So after you've prayed and you know what is happening in this season, what gifts you're using, I want you to think about this drip method. So I was praying one day and I had so many things on my plate, and I went into prayer and I asked God, I said, okay, God, these are all the things that I have on my plate. I said, I need help figuring out what to work on first, you know, what to work on next. Like, I want you to guide the entire thing. And God began to slowly give me what he wanted me to work on. I worked on the first thing and it's like, that was it. Like, I didn't get anything else. And so I went and I worked on it. When I was done, I went back to God. I went back into prayer and I said, okay, God, I'm done with that. What next? He gave me what was next. It's like he was unfolding, and I call it the drip method. And I turned that drip method into an acronym, because normally God turns the faucet on me, but this time it was dripping, like just dripping water, right? And so DRIP, D-R-I-P, I have created an acronym for, and that DRIP is draw near to him. If you know that you have a lot of things on your list, a lot of things that you're working on at once, draw near to him. Wherever you are, stop. Get into a mode where you are invoking his presence. Listen to a worship song. Start to pray. Say, God, here I am. Here I am to seek you. God, here I am. You know, start to invoke him. So draw near to him. That's the D. The R, release it to him. God, here is my list. Here are all the things that I'm working on. Here are my to-dos. Lord, have your way with it, right? So you release those things to him. Then, based on the instructions that he gives you, because if you release it to him, he's going to place something in your spirit for you to do first, right? So go and implement the instructions that he just gave you. You've drawn near to him. You've released it to him. And once you release it, whatever he gives you to start first, you do that. Implement the instructions. Okay. That's the I. And then the P, pray for more. Once you've drawn near, once you've released all that, those things to him, that list, everything you're working on, once you implement the instructions that he had just gave you, you're going to come back and pray for more. This cycle can be repeated over and over and over again, because this is what the drip method is all about. God was very strategic with me on this day when he gave it to me. He continues to be. When I wake up and when I have like several things that I'm working on, I'm like, okay, God, let me just draw near to you. Let me get close to you. Sometimes I'll go back. I don't know if you remember the episode where I talk about how I draw a circle around me. Sometimes when I pray, that came from the circle maker. I draw a circle around me and say, Lord, start a revival in this circle. God, meet me right here in this circle. I want you close to me. I want you so close that I can hear you clearly, that I won't have to question and I won't wonder if it's me or if it's you. And Lord, I know that you're going to meet me here. And so that is what I do to really draw near to him. All right. And then on that day, he continued to release, and he continues to release to me after I have released to him. If I give him something, he gives me something back, which means that you have to sit there and wait and be patient. Be patient as God gives it to you. Right. Because as you get closer to him, he'll be quicker with you. At least that's been my experience. So I love it. First step, you're going to go into prayer. You're going to ask God, God, what gifts am I supposed to be using in this season? And the second step, you're going to start to implement the drip method, especially when you have several things that are piling up on you or several to-dos. You're going to drip. You're going to allow God to drip. Draw near to him. Release it to him. Implement the instructions that he gave you, and then pray for more. All right. You got this. I know you do. I love to hear your feedback. I love to hear how you're pacing yourself. Slide into my DM, come on over to my inbox and let me know how you're doing. My email is always open as well. All right, let's go. So just as we end every episode, I just want to end with a word of prayer. So Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for who you've been during this episode. Lord, I thank you for the words and the revelation, oh God, that you have provided, oh God. Lord, we thank you now, Lord, that even as we come to you and we begin to understand what gifts we're using in this season, oh God, that our gifts will make room for us. Father God, our gifts will make room for us. God, your word said that our gifts will make room for us. And Father, I thank you now, God, that they're making room right now. Father, I thank you for just showing us with clarity, oh God, what gifts we're supposed to be using in this season. Father God, you are Jehovah. God, you are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and Omega. And God, you are everything in between. Father, I thank you now, God, for being so amazing in this season, oh God, and walking us through, helping us understand, oh God, how to pace ourselves in this season. Father God, we thank you for every download. We thank you for every assignment. We thank you for operating in our purposes, oh God. And we thank you now, God, that even as we continue to move in our purpose, oh God, as we continue to seek you and please you, Father, that you continue to give us more. But Lord, thank you now, God, for helping us pace ourselves and not feel overwhelmed and not feel like we can't come to you, oh God, and not feel like we have to veer off. Father God, I thank you now, God, for keeping us aligned. Lord, I thank you for alignment, for divine alignment now in this season. God, I thank you now, Lord, that what you're doing, oh God, is helping us to understand who we are and whose we are. Lord, I thank you that you're positioning us for whatever is next. Father, I thank you that you already know the plans that you have for us, oh God, and those plans are being manifest right now in our lives. God, you are the master strategist. God, you have all the plans. And Lord, we thank you now, God, for just continuing to download those to us, Lord, to help us walk according to your will. Father, we love you. We thank you for our peace, oh God, as a result of pacing ourselves. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you again for tuning in. I am so excited about what God is doing in the lives of everyone that is connected to spirituality. It is because of you that this podcast is prosperous. Speaking of prosperous, if you would like to sow a seed into spirituality or Dr. LaTanya Moore, feel free to send it via Cash App at the Dr. Moore. That's at T-H-E-D-R-M-O-O-R-E. I appreciate you so much for joining this journey with me. So follow the journey by hitting subscribe, share the podcast, and follow me on Instagram at @thedrmoore. You can also hit me up in, you know, my Gmail. Just send me an email at drlatanyamoore@gmail.com. If you are a faith-based entrepreneur, listen, I would love to partner with you. Send me a message and let's connect. This is about to be epic!